3 killed in Russian attacks on Ukraine's Zaporizhia despite limited truce. By Breitbart London on March 22, 2025. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, Russia launched a drone attack on the Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia, killing 3 people and wounded 12, Ukrainian officials said Saturday, despite agreeing to a limited ceasefire. Zaporizhia was hit by 12 drones, police said. Regional head Ivan Fedorov said that residential buildings, cars and communal buildings were set on fire in the Friday night attack. Photos showing emergency services scouring the rubble for survivors. Ukraine and Russia agreed in principle Wednesday to a limited ceasefire after U.S. President Donald Trump spoke with the country's leaders, though it remains to be seen what possible targets would be off-limits to attack. The 3 sides appeared to hold starkly different views about what the deal covered. While the White House said energy and infrastructure would be part of the agreement, the Kremlin declared that the agreement referred more narrowly to energy infrastructure. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he would also like railways and ports to be protected. The dead in Zaporizhia included 3 members of one family. The bodies of the daughter and father were pulled out from under the rubble while doctors unsuccessfully fought for the mother's life for more than 10 hours, Fedorov wrote on the Telegram messaging app. The Ukrainian Air Force reported that Russia fired a total of 179 drones and decoys in the latest wave of attacks overnight into Saturday. It said 100 were intercepted and another 63 lost, likely having been electronically jammed. Officials in the Kyiv and Dnipropetrovsk regions also reported fires breaking out due to the falling debris from intercepted drones. Russia's Ministry of Defense, meanwhile, said its air defense systems shot down 47 Ukrainian drones. Zelensky told reporters after Wednesday's call with Trump that Ukraine and U.S. negotiators will discuss technical details related to the partial ceasefire during a meeting in Saudi Arabia on Monday. Russian negotiators are also set to hold separate talks with U.S. officials there. Zelensky emphasized that Ukraine is open to a full 30-day ceasefire that Trump has proposed, saying, "We will not be against any format, any steps toward unconditional ceasefire." Russian President Vladimir Putin has made a complete ceasefire conditional on a halt of arms supplies to Kyiv and a suspension of Ukraine's military mobilization, demands rejected by Ukraine and its Western allies. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.